Information Theory Envisioned, Live Online, True Working Spaces of a Technology Tool, A Trust Letter, Designed for Society Alignment of Truth, by Rebuilding Trust Foundations, a GRUUP Tech Solution at GRUWUP 2020. Great Reasons Us Will Unite. Peace, and Observance. This is inserted content on April 20, 2020. It is a saddened condition that the address that is in this content update be met with a void that is associated with Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno. This information theory history presence of correspondence from this information networking administrator to the site of Truth Finder instructing the purposes, setup, and information understanding of a working technology solution still in development. As internet domain objects are all that is presented in this instructive address first written on March 20, 2019 must be cited and considered along with real-world events of recent weeks. The unfortunate premature and shocking passing of the human death of Dr. Eric Shigeno at age 45. Eric Tomomi Shigeno, MD, December 1875 to April 10, 2020. As the technology internet pointer is a property of this information network admin James Martin Driscoll, it does not change the facts of events previously documented onto the life conditions of erosions of trust. Therefore, web placement of this controversial extreme digital object in its memospace container contents remain filed until there is a reconciliation that allows for a process of discussion to move forward. It must be remarkable to note that in a person's namesake, that a person does not own the copyright or full use control of one's own name, that this information networking technology that is visible here has the exclusive ownership and responsible use to an outside influence, and that began exactly when this property key was added into Google Search Console, thus made available to Google search engine indexing and outside human use search finding results. There is no way to change this equation by legal demand. The legal right to hold this equation falls to the favor of this network. If anyone wishes to change this to a more trust-bearing expression, please contact this network. We must repair the trust that is lost by completely ignoring this matter by the person that is of this network relates that such placement of content that does represent the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. As was, is, and shall be considered at first appearance temporary status, is the controllable state of memospace container placement. If only humans would care to set themselves into the notion that there is much more than just a real-world narrow view of all human activity in life. For this digital plane of existence, space is real. It exists. We must reach to a higher conscience moral guidance if we are to repair the social fabric that is tearing us apart by tearing imbalanced interpersonal relations. Part 1 of 3, an email directed to help at truthfinder gmail James Driscoll Son, Mar 24, 2019 at 9:52 p.m., text revised April 21, 2020 from realuphuman.net to truthfinder help subject, truthfinder, trust letter, society alignment of truth tech solution, information theory, forwarded message, monitor the Google search traffic to dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fuck. Tupwoman.net from the desk of letterhead image, http://truthfinder.please-c-me-is-a-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.gruup.net/frontthedeskoff-@gruup/frontthedeskoff-gruup-us-bwpercent5btalcloud%5d-rev2.0.png. Dear Truth Finder, reference account, name, James Driscoll, email address, jamesmdriscoll-truthfinder.com at realuphuman.net. Truth Finder background report, James Martin Driscoll. This email is a bit lengthy. In order to assist in the prompt receiving of the content of this email has a spoken voice text narrative that can be used with the written text read along. If you want to listen to the spoken voice text narrative audio file that is prepared for this subject topic, please use this link, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/truthfinder.com/help@truthfinder.com/voicetext-truthfinder-textspec-dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.html. Thank you. We have a problem to work out. Seems I am being singled out that my comments that I apply to a person's background check report are somehow being subject to a rule in place that does not place these comments active to the public version. My comments reflect the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and still, I have noticed over the course of these past months when I needed to comment they are skipped. This may just be an oversight, but this time I have placed the foundation and logic into the comment I placed so that there could be, absolute cannot be, any misunderstanding that what I represent to the information society is active and should be placed represented onto any truth finder background check report as appropriate to the world of trust. First, let's define trust and the erosion of trust that is happening in our society. Every aspect of upward progress or downward digress, each little step collectively can be cumulatively scaled to what value we place in our society of trust, the United States of America. This is called hashtag social trust. When the hashtag social trust is high, we have a great outcome in our society and our people are healthy, wealthy in happiness, wisdom wise in understanding, and we can continue to build on that foundation. That is functional. However, in the inverse of this and the value of hashtag social trust, more than just the opposite definitions occur. We are not healthy but ill, we are not wealthy in happiness but are in fact degraded in despair, sorrow, and grief. That is a dysfunction, there is a balance of zero if you want to hold a scale onto this. Progress is plus positive values, and digress is negative values. Zero is not a satisfactory place to leave hashtag social trust, but at least the negative effects are not slipping us down a treacherous pathway. We are just there. What happens in the erosion of trust is already showing that we in the United States of America are on a digression scale. A Washington Post article that appeared in October of 2017 says it plain. If we cannot agree on trust, we can't agree on the truth. When we can't agree on truth, there is no need for a website like TruthFinder or as included here LinkedIn to point us to a progressive direction. We might as well start to be less human to our fellow man and digress to the state of savage than to hold any kind of honor for the civilization that we are building forward in a digression mode that we at least have to reach back to the hashtag social trust level of 0.0. We are far down the scale from zero and I am not sure how far we can go further down before something so drastic occurs that we step over a horizon of diminishing returns to full and complete societal collapse. Do you agree with me so far? If you do, then you might realize that the next part of this confirms that we are far, far less at digression than a state of 0.0 level of hashtag social trust. This is the article link that appeared in the Washington Post, How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murder and Mass Shootings. By Randolph Roth. Randolph Roth is a professor of history and sociology at Ohio State University and the author of American Homicide. October 6, 2017. Apparently, the Washington Post is requiring subscriptions to access their articles. I have a YouTube video spoken voice actor presentation of this article that can be accessed. How the Erosion of Hashtag Social Trust Leads to Mass Shootings, Washington Post, as of April 21, 2020, 503 views, published May 22, 2018, network shortcut URL, http://community.gruup.net/22. If you understand that collectively each erosion of trust systemic process is a contributing factor onto this scale that we cannot just forget and faithfully say, all will be well. We have to understand that we have a duty to our society to repair and rebuild trust if we are going to get back to a value of 0.0. Now, as far as how TruthFinder commenting applies to this. Attached is a received Google Search Console notification on the web presence of one of my properties, as they call it, that has been defined for a single person of our world. This definition is very much real. It might look strange or shocking to see, but it is, in fact, active in search engine results. That places me an active player in the information society to make this web presence social and informing of something on the web. The term, social, web, applies to this web domain presence in our world. You cannot say that it does not have the presence and that it somehow is out of the bounds of common values that dismisses this web domain out of the truth of our world. You cannot knock me out of the active world of web processes to say I am not valid. You cannot do that. Logically and universally understood, I do not have to be a big player of web accounts, email addressing, products to sell, inter-account messaging, etc. to be a social media presence on the web. I protest if you think me to that level and dismiss my comments on your site because I am not inclusive of some kind of participants' web list that you accept into your view of reality. That is not right. Moreover, this fact is also true. On the use of the web naming space, which is indexed to the surface web, making me then an inclusive social web presence actor, activity, into being a presence of culture meme identity, what appears on my web domain is content that applies to any one single person of your Truthfinder reporting, information service, they can and should and perhaps must be references into the view of associated understanding on what this internet domain represents when truth is documented on this external to Truthfinder site in such a naming space. If you think this site is not for the truth of all matters and is some kind of flaming rant and rave site, you would be absolutely incorrect in understanding it. It is not like I need to instruct the world on this understanding, but I do in fact have a web domain presence for that activity as well. That would be at GrewUp.net. Great reason us will unite peace. SiteAdvisor clears all of my domains is safe to browse and GrewUp.net is in the category of education, reference. Overall, it is a peace-building model of information theory. The idea comes from the understanding of what is called a trust ladder in a triad naming internet domain data presence space. One side there is realupumin.net, absolute trust, plus positive trust value, the center point is GrewUp.net, zero trust value, and of course, the other side on this scale, polar opposite, is the side that most would want to avoid in life. Evaluations of distrust, as shocking, emotionally binding, as this namespace extreme must conclude, fuckedupumin.net, absolute erosion of trust, negative trust value. Where we define it, whatever it is, to forcefully grab it from its digression of trust evaluation below, even way below zero. As we must stand up united, we hold on to each other in the binding knot of hashtag empatapo. Together we pull forward, you can't escape me, I can't escape you, into our new shared future belongings and holdings. We find ourselves working onto a pathway that we could not individually see. A pathway upward rung by rung of this imagined trust ladder, to newly forged trust positions gained only by our needs and desires of our common values. We will find ourselves reaching our end goal of this forged hashtag empatapo process to return to a trust state value of zero. Forward into the future and upward we progress to rebuild into the functional and sustainable positive trustworthiness that we must climb on board this role of responsibility. Happily ever after, just kidding. It is rather simple. Part 2 of 3, Personal Interactions of Distrust Between a Patient and His Doctor. Text continues here as written. Dr. Shigeno was living, forgive the pretenses, the Truthfinder background check report for Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno, on Truthfinder, is in need of being commented onto for the notification of his web presence at these domains. Since apparently he has cut all interest and involvement to receive the messaging that I am directing his way via social media and his employer Borrego Health, since they have not responded either, I take it that the understanding of what this domain web presence remains a novelty to his eyes and mind and not treated seriously as it should. The matters why Dr. Shigeno is placed onto this domain, as above, you have been given an understanding, his reflecting defined is in the digression scale of distrust rather than positive trust. We can fix this with a process known as a forum, discussion, understanding, and conflict reconciliation. But that requires the doctor to understand why this domain is present in our information society, actively serving the logic truth, even though there is no actual user interface coded for the triad naming space interconnectivity meanings and purpose of information truth integrity. It seems there is a savior factor of your site. The way it processes comments and reserves the page back to me with a display of the comment coded in the HTML. It may be unusual that none of your members perform this function. As I said, I am being singled out anyway. I shall not be placed to a censoring rule because what I author is important to our understanding of trust, erosion of trust, and our ability to correct any digression scales to point in the correct direction back to the value state of 0, 0, all hope is not lost. Since your process reserves me the HTML page with the comment displayed, but if I were to refresh the page, the comment would become removed from view and most likely lost forever. I am being subject to some kind of rule that rejects my comments somehow. In that reject for a moderating human review or just plain outright rejected. I am not sure. But over the course of these many months, it is not beyond rational logic consideration, that if I did not want to lose my words written forever, that I must use the Ctrl+S save HTML feature and at least place this HTML version of this page onto my very own hard drive. Which of course I have done. But why is there not the next progressive logic that if it is stored on my hard drive and applies to a web presence space on my internet domains, that I would not take this commented page into that view and place it as a part of the dataset that represents the truth and the need to return trust back to 0, 0, I have and I should. Actually, I must reflect that my overall process of information truth is on par with this understanding. The name in of itself by the name being so extreme, that if I were to place any false record of holding, something that was not true, into search engine surface web indexed information data, the name by itself places the domain into a state of being liable and defamation. The defamation here is that if one is riding the side of digressing and distrust in our society, we have a duty and role to make that correction as quickly and as justly as possible. We should follow the words of Pope Francis' call to our nation in front of Congress in Sept of 2015 to become on point to the betterment of all, unity in the community, rebuild and progress upward a trust ladder, and that trust equals truth. United we stand but divided we fall. We cannot be divided anymore in a digression state of the erosion of trust. We cannot take the devalued state of hashtag social trust for granted on how important it is to change this to the betterment model of excellence. Intermission Part 1, Pick a Better Thought. Excerpt Pope Francis' Call to Congress, Sept 2015, read the full texts of all of Pope Francis's addresses during his visit. https://aladia.org/.read-the-full-texts-of-all-pope-francis-addresses-during-his-vis. Sept 28, 2015 The complete, translated transcripts of the Holy Father's remarks. Speech of Pope Francis, Joint Session of the Congress of the United States. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity, and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. End of words from Pope Francis, Introduction to Active Spec Technology available here. The following links have a technology that is active on my web domains that has a tech spec that is available to internet domains. Most admins complain about this mode of web operation of the technology gets activated. Most domains across the web have this disabled and is the default spec techs hold in the tech creation of internet domain traffic. I just so happen to have this tech spec active on my domains for a very intentional purpose. Finding presence in peacebuilding. This is memetically active web domain URL addressing. Intermission Part 2 Pick a Better Thought Hash Words to Live By https://truthfinder.please-c-me-is-a-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.community.gruup.net/words-to-live-by/circa-1750s, art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anonymous, the province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. Part 3 of 3, Truthfinder Membership Feature, Comments into Person's Background Report, provided in full here https://truthfinder.please-c-me-is-a-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomomi-shigano.fucktupuman.net/dir/truthfinder.txt Truthfinder, Background Report, Dr. Eric Tomomi Shijho, .htm 2019-03-2416:18450k, Person Eric _ Shigano _CAO 3_24_2019.PDF 2019-03-2414:59211k Add a comment to the social, web section of this report. Any comment below was authored and submitted by a Truthfinder user. Truthfinder did not author or develop this comment, does not express a view as to whether the comment is accurate or truthful, and does not warrant or represent that the comment is accurate or truthful. If you believe a comment is not accurate, not truthful, or otherwise violates the user comment's terms of use, please contact Truthfinder at help@truthfinder.com so the comment may be evaluated for possible removal. James D. My name is James Martin Driscoll and first am the web admin of the internet domains that are referenced as links in this comment. This section of Truthfinder is appropriate to document the social, web presence that is reflecting current for the person in this Truthfinder report, Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigano. What I have to document may reflect an unbelievable web presence and detail belief. I assure you that what is documented here and followed through and presented by the links referenced reflects the truth. I am willing to testify in court to the accuracy of these matters that are being presented before you. Before I get into the details that need to be expressed for interest parties of this TruthFinder report, I want to place a disclaimer and the intended purpose. The internet domains that are referenced in this comment serve to our information society. When this truth disclosed does not stay permanent, as an imperishable record, to the web when the actual truth is censored, removed from public view by content moderators biased on certain review websites. I placed a review for Dr. Shigeno on the Doctor Review site of vitals.com. I had seen comments about this site that it is fraudulent. What I had found is they apparently remove negative reflecting reviews for doctors and keep only the positive reviews as their standard moderator content overview of the reviews that keep visible for the public to rely upon. This, in fact, erodes trust in our society that the reviews do not reflect the reality of real-world affairs. In such as that has been proven the case, my negatively reflecting review to what occurred between the doctor and myself was not preserved after the content reviewer took that account and removed the review. This is not an accurate and trustworthy element of our information society. That is where the internet domains that I hold refute and push the reflection accurate truth by the association of namespaces that I hold an admin. I am here representing that everything on my domains is a reflection of the truth as best as it could be ascertained at the time of posting. The internet has a standard that applies found on the number one and most recognized professional's social media site called LinkedIn. On that site, actual, in operation, company name profiles contain the word, fuck, spelled F-U-C-K, within their profile names. You can search the results for yourself in this provided search link, https://u.linkedin.com/search/results/companies/. Keywords equals fuck and origin equals switch underscore search underscore vertical. Such examples are, fuck cancer, fuck yeah astrophysics, fuck racism, and fucked up design. These in operation company name profiles on LinkedIn have corresponding web domains that are active as I write this comment. http://fuckcancer.org, http://fuckyastrophysics.com, https://fuckracism.se, http://www.fuckedupdesign.nl respectfully. As that is true, reflects that the word, fuck, must be applied as a professional's standard across the web. The internet domain applied in this comment, http://fuckedupwoman.net, is just an extension of this standard found on LinkedIn. If you disagree with this point of view, please use the following email address and issue a complaint about the standards that I apply here in this comment. truthfinder-standardsofterms-complaint@realupwoman.net. With that now being said, I get into the issue that is directly involved in the person of interest that is named in this TruthFinder background report, Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno. Dr. Shigeno and I had a physician-patient relationship within the Borrego Health D Street Medical Clinic in San Bernardino. It was in the last medical session I had with Dr. Shigeno that I had a couple of issues that I needed, not just requested or desired, to discuss with him. These were direct community affairs detailing the quality of standards of care involved in the social services of my affected medical condition. This would mean that the clients of the agency involved in this matter would be clients that were also his other patients. This matter affects more than just one single patient and physician relationship. The detail of this account was placed onto vitals.com review before it was of course removed for the factors above reflect. I did capture the review by Ctrl+S, save HTML page and place it onto my internet domains. This web presence takes into account that the intended use of my internet domains is to place truth forward in a manner that binds parties together in a knot of reconciliation known by the theory practice of the Adinkra symbol of hashtag empatapo. This is the binding knot that holds parties together to work out their differences to resolve the matters to reconciliation. The internet domain web presences serve that purpose, and it is hard to not acknowledge the truth in the links that are provided here. In practice information theory, this is memetically active using this web presence. Furthermore, the use of the word itself, fuck, is understood in more multiple languages across the globe than any word defined as peace. There can be no other word used as a replacement that has this very much fact-binding presence. That is information theory here. So, the Vitals.com review that was saved and captured before their biased distrusting element action was placed to delete it was saved for all of the public to access. Furthermore, this review has captured the associated community presence of information details that I was needing to be discussed with the doctor that he avoided. This avoidance is unacceptable. The internet domain serves to hold the doctor accountable for the reflection of community affairs that needs to be resolved. There are actual life and wellness persons being affected by these conditions as left as is. Furthermore, the vulnerability of this issue places this to be a life and death matter of concern. That is why I am placing this comment into the Truthfinder background check report of Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno. The archived saved copy of the Vitals.com review has also spoken voice text narrative interface and can be retrieved by this link, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupwoman.net/vitals.com-reviews/reviews%20_20dr. %20eric%20t%20shigeno%20omd%20reviews%20_%20san%20diego%20oca%20_%20vitals.com HTML. All content contained in the directory file presence in the doctor's name is web surfaced index to be found by search engine results. That makes any interested party involved to be able to use a web search to match the details filed here. That makes this web presence of these domains, social, web, as it applies to the Truthfinder comment category that is being used to place this comment. This matter is actually complex. In that complexity, I have coded a randomized community awareness address messaging in parts from 1 to 11. The review link just referenced is the Vitals.com review is MSG number 11. You can use this next link multiple times to receive the other messaging presentations. This includes that the doctor should follow the guidelines of the American Medical Association Journal of Ethics in the articles that are presented. That is the problem here. The doctor is following a hidden agenda and a conflict of community interest by not having this forthright truth assessment discussion to resolve these matters. It is left up to the public to place reviews for these health interest concerns on biased sites when it should be a community discussion to resolve the matter. This comment should be posted and allowed to remain affixed onto the Truthfinder background check report of Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno until this matter is resolved. Once this matter is actually taken into forum and discussion, as what is the intended purpose and meaning of the hashtag Empatapo reflects, the contents that are filed on this reference domain can be removed and this comment itself can be removed and all parties can walk away from this situation in absolution that a true peaceful reconciliation has been done onto the matter. This link is the multiple randomized presentation messages, relink for a different message. Of course, messages might repeat. Thank you for holding this matter important for the community to receive a proper standard of care in social services and physician-provider care treatment in our community. http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupwoman.net/browse-random-some-messages-%5b1-10%5d.html To continue here, we are not your father's what to do about thing, advise column. We are the absolute aspiration representation to the truth. We mean what we say what we mean. Forwarded message from Google Search Console Team Date, WED, March 20, 2019 at 3:49 a.m. Subject, monitor the Google search traffic to dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupwoman.net to, message type, WNC756200, Search Console monitor the Google search traffic to dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupwoman.net to, owner of dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fucktupwoman.net, Google Systems confirmed that on Maro 9 2019 we started collecting Google search impressions for your website in Search Console. This means that pages from your website are now appearing in Google search results for some queries. Here's how you can monitor your site's search performance using Search Console. Track your website's performance. 1. Check your top pages on Google Search. Check your top pages in the performance report to monitor how many impressions they get. See top pages. 2. See which queries trigger your site. See which queries show your website's pages in Google Search results. See top queries. 3. Monitor errors on your pages. Pages with errors may not appear in search results or provide a bad experience to your users. Make sure to check the crawl errors report and fix any issues you find. See errors. Check out help resources. Visit our help center to learn how to make the most of the search analytics report. Ask questions in our forum for more help. Mention message type WNC756200. Google LLC, 1600 Amphitheater Parkway, Mountain View, CA 94043. You've received this service announcement email because your site is listed in Google Search Console. Unsubscribe from this type of message. Add partners who should receive messages for this Search Console account. Counteractive, we are balanced here. RealUpHuman.net Sun, Mar 24, 2019 at 10:55 p.m. to Truthfinder. Help, by the way, in case you did not follow already to know this fact. The web presence of this link is also defined, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigano.realupuman.net/. It points to the very same content on the web. In this case, it is not placed to be web search engine indexed by Google. Google would not make duplicate pointer references to duplicate content anyway. But if the hashtag emptatpo version of the web presence disappeared, and the hashtag chromabone web presence remained to be linked but not search engine indexed, we could have a reconciliation of matters as it relates to the web presence of this conflict of issues. Now, do you now see the light that is cast by this one single real-world example that the events that have happened involved with Dr. Eric Tomono Shigeno have left me in a state of the doctor, providing care is hashtag hivuntreatable because there is a higher-reaching problem that needs to be addressed in these issues that cannot be punched into a discussion matter. There is a hidden secret that they cannot tell, but it must be told. Hashtag conspiracy exposed. Germinates this app. In conclusion, standing on a new ground of moral guidance, common values of the past, our new path of foundation, as Pope Francis declares us to demand and confront these matters upright, our choices are of moral responsibility and we must make these choices collectively. We must build our society back from its digression of social trust. We have no other choice. Common themed relevant ideals of another, reimagining social trust via UX, published on June 8, 2018 on LinkedIn. Kshetra Chidanand, co-founder at Simple, we would be much better off if we were living in a much more trustworthy society. Trustworthiness, in short, is a really big deal. These are words by Robert Putnam, professor of public policy at Harvard University. These words best describe one of the major challenges faced by societies today. The lack of trust. Before we get into this, it might be a good idea to evaluate what one can decipher from the term social trust. Social trust is the dark matter of the economy and society. It's the bizarre ingredient that cannot be directly observed, however, its existence explains a lot of otherwise puzzling observations. The lack of trust is not just a social problem, it has a severe economic impact as well. According to David Halpern, CEO of UK's Behavioural Insights team, trust is a more powerful predictor of future national growth rates than, for example, levels of human capital or skills in the population. When social trust is low, new businesses are the most severely affected. They find it extremely hard to take off. What that means to a startup is that, you might be able to be a first mover, but you will find it really hard to get to scale unless you actively solve for trust. The good news is that technology can, and has been, playing a big role in solving for social trust. Takeaway, do not ignore the dark matter trust, as of April 21, 2022, 20 PMPT, hashtag Empatapo binding status standing, remains active, http://dr-christopher-eric-berger.fucktupwoman.net, http://futhilatesproject.fucktupwoman.net, http://jennifer-and-brema.fucktupwoman.net, http://organizations.fucktupwoman.net/lehi.law.firm/http://dr-eric-tamomi-shigano.fucktupwoman.net, http://organizations.fucktupwoman.net/borrego-health/http://attorney-dale-lee-henderson.fucktupwoman.net, http://judge-wilford-john-schneider-jr.fucktupwoman.net/http://attorney-timothy-peter-prince.fucktupwoman.net, http://persons.fucktupwoman.net/sergeant.lanier.joseph.rogers.i-san-bernardino-police-department/ http://dr-jonathan-harry-merman.fucktupwoman.net, http://cdc.fucktupwoman.net, http://aforevermoradunce.fucktupwoman.net, signed, hash chromobone-the dot good James Martin Driscoll 3260 Grande Vista San Bernardino CA 92405909-882-8759 http://grewupnet peacebuilding website business site 34 degrees 09, 03.5 north 117 degrees 18, 40.3 west.